Happy Sabbath.
Happy day.
Happy Sabbath.
Happy day.
So my name is Samuel. I think napenda kusisitiza. My Samuel is with W. Not sure. Yeah, Samuel. If you want to pronounce it like an Englishman, it is Samuel. But anyway. So it is Samuel Maranga. Umbati is my father's name. But I can use it as well. I think that is enough for introduction. So we can pray. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you, dear God, for giving us a chance to read your word. I pray that you might speak to us and to me especially. And I pray that you might decrease me significantly and that you may be exalted, dear God. And that if they live from here, dear God, I pray that they may have seen you. Yes, I pray in Jesus' name. So I think I told one of my friends that and two things. I'm going to give two disclaimers. So the first one is, I think if I will not be doing the course I'm doing in this school, I will have taken teaching. I love teaching. I love teaching very much. So disclaimer, if you feel I'm lecturing you, I'm teaching you, that is me. So you take it as it comes. And then the second disclaimer is something that I've been trying to do. It's something that I think the lesson is going to be talking about the whole of this quarter, to present Christ and him crucified. I think that for me, that is, it's just mind-blowing for me. And I think if we see Christ, then is able to vingine, then you think that it's so big of a mountain, you can tell that mountain, and you don't know my Jesus. I don't know, can tell that mountain, I'm forgetting the song. Just how big my God is, yeah, exactly. So you need to learn how big that God is. So I think our topic of today will be a restful yoke. I'm not so good with themes or topics. So I was trying to find a topic that kind of does not make sense, because a yoke is supposed to be heavy. And then, you add restful hapo mbele, it does not make sense to that yoke. A yoke should not be restful. It cannot be restful. But today we're going to learn of a yoke that is actually restful. And you can read Hebrews again before we begin. You can read Hebrews 4 verse 6. I think NKJV puts it better than I wanted the last word of, okay, King James in a sermon belief, but in King James states it differently. And I think that is upon an elitoa your key verse. And then, can you find it? Okay, thank you. So it says, since therefore it remains that some must enter it. Enter it is rest. I think ukisoma from verse 1 of chapter 4, it talks about rest and how God rested from all his works. We'll be learning as you're going through. So this it is the rest. So since therefore it remains that some must enter this rest, and those to whom it was first preached did not enter because of disobedience. So the first people to which it was preached to and did not enter into it, it's the Israelites. They were preached to about the rest, but they didn't. Now I want us to see how they were invited to rest, to experience this rest. So we'll go to Matthew. And go to Matthew chapter 11. So Matthew chapter 11, I think it begins with John sending his disciples, alafu Then Jesus talking about John, and then he talks about how people are going to be judged, and how at least for the Sidonites, and I think I'm forgetting the other one, for them it will be better than the ones to whom it was first preached. So my main focus was and is still verse 28, 29, and verse 30. So you can see my sermon is really short. So I think that's an added advantage for you not to sleep. It's supposed to be really short. And the thing about short things, it has an advantage and disadvantage. So ukilala, you'll miss, because a small thing, a small verse, nahitaji umefocus ndani, ndo uielewe. So ukilala at some point, I promise umepotea. So please follow through. Just three verses and you'll be done. So I'll read. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. So for me, as I'm reading this verse, I believe this is what the Israelites were first told. Come to me and I will give you rest. That is basically the whole entire gospel combined. Because if we read, I usually love talking about this, Exodus chapter 33, verse 14. You can go there. So it says, is everyone there? You can say amen, come on, mafika. Okay. It says, and he said, my presence shall go with thee, and I will give thee rest. So when Jesus is telling people, come to me, and I will give you rest, Jesus is not saying, come, I have rest by my side, kuja na pesa yako, I give you rest, and then you go away. Because he's telling Moses, if only my presence goes with you, then rest will automatically follow. So what God, what Christ is saying, come to me. Acha kiachia hapo, it's okay. Because you'll automatically get rest if you come. So the entire thing about the gospel is that we receive Christ, is that we receive God. So that when God tells Abraham, I am your exceedingly great reward, he means something, that I am the one, I am the prize. Sawa. Mimi ndo, mimi ndo yo skitu unataka. Like, after you have gotten me, everything else is okay. Now, our problem is that we want the everything that comes with Christ, and we don't want that Christ. And we always seek for that everything. We want to seek to have good devotions. We want to seek having eloquence when you stand on the pulpit. We want to have good voices to sing, instead of us actually wanting God. Now, I came to note, sometimes these things are really subtle that you don't see them. Just because they are subtle doesn't mean they're not there. So, like for example, I think the lesson I was thinking upon it and then kaipata kwa lesson. The last part here, into eternity. The lesson writer was asking, when you think of heaven, what do you desire most? One, am I something that you desire most about the new heaven and the new earth? So someone will say, in fact, the lesson writer says, atafikiria about maybe the green pastures, atafikiria kusio river iko hapo. I asked my friend Mwanzo, aliniambia, you see, there's a prophet who was talking about a train that comes from the throne of God, kanguo. So yeah, lazima yeye akifika mbinguni acha watu waende fanye kitu anacheza, lakini mimi nitaku cheza na hiyo nguo iko hapo chini. So, what the lesson writer was trying to bring out is that it's not bad for us to think upon maybe the clear gold, the sea mingled with fire. Those are things that can excite your memory. That is not wrong. But then, if that is your major thing, I think utaboeka. Because nikiamka asubuhi, nishaona fire mingled, lake mingled with fire, I don't know. Yeah, glass mingled with fire, yeah. Nikishaiona leo, I think the excitement will last, I think, 3 or 4 days. Top. Kama uko so curious. 3 or 4 days. And you're supposed to spend eternity there. So, trust me, you will find nothing nice in heaven. But if your goal is Christ, maze story zake haziishi. You will continue. So, for you, heaven will be like the best place. So, when Christ is saying, now going back to Matthew chapter 11, come to me, all these that labor. So God, Christ is basically pronouncing the gospel that come to me, and I am the one who has this rest. So for you to get this rest, you need to come and abide hapo kando. Acha ndani yake, ndio ukuwe na your rest. Now, something I also noted is all ye that labor and are heavy laden. Now, here, Christ is not condemning laboring. Christ, in fact, is elevating laboring. God, Christ and God as well, does not want an idle Christian. He has not saved you for you to sit down here and listen to Ombachi preach this Sabbath. Ukuje next Sabbath, utapata health week. Utasikiza tena. I think then you just go. God and Christ, when he's speaking here, he desires you to labor. He wants you to labor. And I think you'll learn what laboring is as you are moving on. But he desires you to labor. Now, Christ here is talking about people who are laboring, yes, and that is what he wants, yes, but now in their laboring, they are heavy laden. Wana labor, yes, but at some point, they are laden. I think laden, it's Greek, because this is New Testament, its Greek word would mean spiritually anxious, will mean performance. So your laboring is actually an a performance. So you end up, obviously, you are laden, because you cannot keep up. You can't, trust me, you won't. For example, I come here and I preach about how meat is bad. And then you'll be like, today I'll not be eating meat. So you go outside, you start not eating meat. And then next Sabbath, utakuja, you'll have another light. Na hii bado uja ground yourself vizuri. So umekuja unaambiwa cover extremities. Haya, unaanza kucover extremities zako. Baadaye unaambiwa this is how you're supposed to rest. You see, light keeps on increasing na wewe una perform. So inakaa like nimekuwekea a lot of things that you need to do. So when you start doing them, you can't keep track. Na unachoka. And that's what Christ was meaning akisema you are heavy laden. Not because laboring is wrong, it's because you are performing. And that is wrong. That's why you may choke. And I think we were talking with, it was Elder Kitche, we were talking with Elder Kitche. And then we're asking ourselves, why is it that people on Sabbath, it's not their actual rest? People are not resting on Sabbath. Because ukiuliza everyone siku yamepumzika itakuwa ni siku maybe a holiday ama Sunday. So I think guys maybe in church coming on Sabbath, but siku yako ya rest ni Sunday. Mjichungi. So we were talking about it and we're saying I asked a couple of people that question, what does rest mean to you? So for them, rest would mean like nimechulia tu. Someone's rest may be scrolling on the phone. Someone's rest may be reading a book. Someone's rest may be playing football. So for them, that is when they feel at peace. That is when they feel rested. So that is something they cannot do in church. Because in church, uwezi ka una scroll kwa simu yako. So kitoka, you are very laden. Ume perform, paka ume choke. So you have not rested at all. It's because we have put on a garb that in a car, we are resting, but you are not. So ukitoka, you'll feel very exhausted because you're trying to be something or someone that you are not. That's why you'll be laden. So you can think along those lines as you're thinking about how you're actually resting on Sabbath. I think conclusion to lipata ni, the only way to do it is if you get a character that does not haichoki kukaa na character ya Mungu. Because you know hapa ndani, kuna God. So there are things that you cannot do in front of God. So for you to actually rest in front of Him is for you to have a character that actually ina connect na yeye. So ukitoka, you are okay. So that is obviously the righteousness of Christ. So you need to seek it through the Holy Spirit. But that aside, I'm digressing. I'm sorry. So these people have labored and are heavy laden because they are performing. Now, Christ is telling these people, come. Now come to me and I'll show you what now rest looks like. Now Christ goes ahead and describes now how this rest looks like in verse 29. Take my yoke. It doesn't make sense. When I have called me to rest, you're telling me again, take this mzigo. It doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense. Okay, for me, it did not make sense. I don't know what for you. Because if I'm supposed to rest, I'm supposed to be sleeping. Ikienda sana. That is rest. If you're calling me to rest. But Christ is telling people that, come, take my yoke. I think we'll look at this this statement kidogo. The first thing is take. Now, hapo juu, God is talking to people who are laden, wako na mizigo, si ndio? Wako wamechoka. So, they have their own baggages. So, for you to take another yoke, you'll have to put the yoke you have down before you take up this other yoke. So, the first thing that Christ is telling people to do is telling people, achana na your performance, leave it alone. Stop focusing on performing every single time. Unakuja church, you let you to be seen that you have worn a nice tie, you have worn a nice suit. Leave that alone. Now come and take this other one. So you'll have to leave this one. And leaving, I extrapolated it. Now with the thought that nimewambia ya how rest looks like to us. That is the same thing you need to do. Now for me, if my rest would be scrolling on my phone, if I'm supposed to take the yoke of Christ and actually rest, I will have to stop scrolling on my phone so that the rest that Jesus and Apiana will actually make sense to me. And that is painful. It is. Truth be told, it is. And I think that will constitute most of the work we need to do. Because God is not going to force that yoke away from you. He's only going to present to you another yoke. Now it is you to leave this other yoke so you can take up His. So God is telling you, cover your extremities, for example. So He's telling you, cover your extremities. So I need to leaving my extremities bare, and then I come on this other side and now cover my extremities. And that we leave, it sometimes is uncomfortable. Maybe the same nasikia joto mkono, I cannot scroll kwa simu yangu vizuri. Utajipea a lot of reasons. And it will be really hard for you to take up this other yoke. By the way, as I'm talking to you, I know why I'm saying that. It is hard. So for me, when someone tells me, I need to labor. In my mind, kuleba ni kuacha hizi vitu. It is hard. It is really hard. And God is not going to force that yoke away from you. It is you to leave that yoke and take the one he's presenting. That is the only work he's going to do. He's going to present this yoke to you. Now it is you to leave that other yoke and take upon his. As Eli is projecting my one photo I had, for those who don't know what a yoke is, I think that is the next thing. So take my yoke. So this is a yoke. Iko na kichwa mbili. Iko na shimo mbili ya kichwa. So it's for the oxen to pull. Especially if the your plow, it is heavy. Especially if it is heavy, so that they can work as a team and move forward. Now, two things. The first thing is, this is not your yoke. This is Christ's yoke. Meaning, he does not need you to pull this plow. You're getting my point. He does not need you to pull this plow because it's already his and he's pulling it. He's inviting you to help him pull it, not because he's weak. He's inviting you so that you can partake in what he's doing. So it is his yoke, meaning he's powerful to do it without you. So it's your privilege to actually partake in that. In fact, ukiitwa ufanye hii kazi unafurahi. Because he can do it by himself. If he wanted to, he can. And he has, by the way. That's how. He has. I think something that will cement it is the fact that God created the entire universe. And then he planted a garden in Eden, in the east of Eden. And then he placed Adam there to tend and to keep it. Do you think God cannot keep a garden? Do you think God cannot keep a garden? God can keep a garden because he's keeping an entire universe. So he can keep a small garden. But yet, he told Adam to tend and to keep it. He was not telling Adam, kuna seedlings ziko hapa, nataka uziplant. He was not telling Adam, nataka hizi seeds zikitoka hapa juu, ukikusha kula embelako, chukua hiyo seed, uiplant. That is not his work. The work of creation was God's. And so Adam's work was just to keep what God has already committed in his hands. Now what God has committed in your hands is your salvation. Now your work is to tend and to keep that salvation. That is all. So that's how. Yeah. So that was the first thing, I think. I think that's the second thing. I've already said the first. The first thing is that this is Jesus' yoke, and that he's calling you to partake in his work. I think you can now read Philippians 2. Someone can just read it. Philippians 2:13.
For it is God which worketh in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure.
Yes. You can start from 12 and then finish by 13.
12 says, well, my beloved, as ye have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. For it is God who worketh, for it is God which worketh in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure.
Thank you. So, I think that verse cements what I was trying to say, that God has committed your salvation in your hands. Now it is your work and it is your duty to keep and to tend that salvation. And as we are moving on, we will see that much clearly. So, thing to cement that again, Kuna hii version, I think inaitwa International Children's Bible, ni kwa Ellen Estate. Sometimes when King James seems so English, I look at this one, it simplifies the English. So it says, verse 29, accept my work and learn from me. I am gentle and humble in spirit, and you will find rest for your souls. So, Nona, project nani? Iyo, Matthew 11. Matthew 11, 29. Tunia King James, alafu to compare. So my version says, accept my work and learn from me. Take up my yoke upon you and learn of me. Which means, take my yoke upon you is the same as accepting my work. Man. So how can you accept the work of Christ? Number one, sacrificing that yoke that does not help you. Number two, taking up the yoke of Christ. Nani yake? So you are working with him. So you can say that he is working in you so that you can work out your salvation. So it has to check those two things. Number one, you need to live, which is hard, but it's okay. Ask God for strength. Number two, is for you to work with him. As he's working in you, you are working out. I think the best thing is what Paul says. I think tumesoma leo. It's supposed to be in Acts. Acts 17. When he was talking to people, when he was in Athens, and then and a lot of idolatry around, and then his heart was stirred inside him, then he now spoke. It's 16? Acts 17, 16. Yeah, 16. Now when Paul waited for them at Athens, his spirit was stirred in him when he saw the city wholly given unto idolatry. Then he spoke. I think that speaks to how working out works. So whatever you have been convicted of, ihikuchoma, you speak it out. You do it. That is what working out means. Because the person who is stirring your heart is also giving you the power to work it out. He's not just stirring, and God is not just there, and then he's going. He's giving you power to do it, which is good. So, I think accepting the work of Christ is that. So, I think if you can extrapolate the thought, accepting the righteousness of Christ is actually leaving our righteousness aside, and then now taking upon the righteousness of Christ. I think there's something, I'm forgetting the word that he used. Let me use grasping or appropriating. Exactly. That is the word I'm looking for. Appropriating. Like, act as if you have that righteousness. Because if you have that righteousness, then your soul is going to be turned inside you. And the thing that you have been turned inside you, you do it. Because you now have the power to do it. Because the one starting it inside you has given you the power to do it. So, we'll read now. As we're talking about still the yoke, we'll read Colossians chapter 1, verses 9 to 10. As someone who has found it can read. Verse 9 to 10.
It says, for this cause, we also, since the day we had it, do not cease to pray for you and to desire that he might be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that he might walk worthy of the Lord and to all pleasing, being fruitful in every work. In every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God.
Thank you. So the Bible is saying that ye may be filled with the knowledge of his will. Now, after you've been given, I think the theme of the entire week was in words and in deed. So after you've been filled with the words or with the will of God inside you, sawa-sawa, what God desires of you is verse 10. You might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work. Something that you have begun with. God is not filling you with knowledge for you to sit down and do nothing. God is filling you with knowledge for you to labor, for you to do good works. He's not just merely speaking, because he has said himself, his word shall not come back to him void. He desires for it to do something. Now, back to the yoke. Visualize with me. So, kuna two oxens. Umeeka your yoke. Now, they are moving together. Now, if one of the ox, so if one of the ox akae chin, what happens? What happens to the other ox? Sipia anasimama. He cannot do anything unless who you are song. Sindio? And what if one of the ox aende mbele at a pace higher than this other person? Sibado aiezi enda, sindio? Because even I'm drag. Now, to extrapolate. Aya. Now, these two oxen, one is weak, one is strong. So, this weak one, this weak one ameka, alafu yu oxen mwingine amesimama. What happens to this weak one? Ama, can this strong one still move? Either way, atakama huyu ni weak, he can't move. Sindio? Now, what happens to this weak one if he goes faster than this one? Na ni weak. Yata nyongwa na yok. Eh? Ata nyongwa. Me, okay, unless my imagination is running wild. But I believe this oxen ata nyongwa. Eh. So, this tells us about how we are supposed to do it. I think we can do it now. Amos 3:3. Yes, can two walk together except they agreed? So, in my visualization, you are the weak ox, or the weak ox, and then Christ is the strong ox. So, Christ cannot move, ukiomeka, atasimama, and if you run before him, utanyongwa, because it's not your yoke again. The one who knows the weight of the yoke is the owner of the yoke. So if you try to run before him, your life is in danger. And if you stay, the work is incomplete. So you need to find a balance. And the balance there is for you and Christ to walk together. And you cannot walk together unless you guys agree. That's it. Yeah. So that the hymn writer can say, think and project stanza 4 of, think me, song 500. Yeah. So as you can sing that hymn, Kidogo. We can sing.
Take time to be holy, come in thy soul. Each thought and each motive, he needs his control. Thus led by his spirit, to fountain of love, thou soon shall be fitted for service above.
The previous one? Oh, stanza 3, yeah, this one.
Take time to be holy, let him be thy guide, and run not before him, whatever betide, in joy or in sorrow, still follow the Lord, and look into Jesus, still trust in his word.
Amen. So don't run before him. It is very dangerous for your life. And please also don't sit down as he's working. Work with him. So back to Matthew 11. So take my yoke upon you. So now we are talking about the rest. So the rest is number one, accepting Jesus' work and leaving our laden labor behind. Yeah, and accepting to be yoked with Christ. You know, pia hiyo ni challenge, accepting to be yoked with Christ, because it demands a lot. Yeah? And then, number two is now what he's saying. And learn of me. For I am meek and lowly in heart. So, he's telling you to learn of him. And he's telling you to learn of him because he is lowly and meek in heart. Number one, you need to learn from Christ, because I've already mentioned this yoke is his. He's the only one who knows how to use it. He's the only one who knows its weight. He's the only one who knows where to step and where not to step. That is why you need to learn of him. And you need, and as we are learning of him, we need to also to realize his character, that he is meek and lowly of heart. It goes both ways. Number one, we need to learn to be meek and lowly of heart so that you can actually learn of him. You cannot, that's why if you're not meek and lowly of heart, you'll run before him and your life is in danger. And he is meek and lowly of heart. He will understand if you want to run fast. He will understand if you are tired and you want to sit down. He is meek and lowly of heart. He can understand that you feel those things. But you need still to learn of him. So when he sees that you umechoka unataka kukaa chini ama unataka kwenda huko mbele, he'll understand and he will teach you. Now you need to learn from what he is saying. Meget. Okay, nice. So we can continue. So that is why anasema, take my yoke upon you and learn of him, for he is meek and lowly in heart. And then, now you shall find rest unto your souls. Now he has described the rest. Now the rest ni hiyo. Nimesoma kwa juu. Then he says, now you shall find rest in your souls. We are finding rest in our souls because we have taken upon our yoke, the yoke of Christ. In fact, let me begin well. We have left our yoke. We have taken his yoke. We have learned of him. And then, now the greatest thing is that he is there. Now that is why utapata sasa rest. Because you have read from Exodus that his presence gives us rest. So when now he is there, that's why we have rest in our souls. Now, tukimalizia na verse 30. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Not because this yoke does not have anything to do. Not because he has told you to come and sit down, I'm doing this work for you. Not because amechukua standards zako zitoko juu akaziweka hapa chini and sasa nakwambia it's really easy. No. The standard body koko juu. In fact, I think let's read Romans. I'm not sure of the verse. So guys, you can help me. We have fallen short of the glory of God. Romans 3, verse 23. We have all sinned and come short of the glory of God. So the glory of God is somewhere there. So when Adam fell, maybe, okay, let me use this. So the glory of God is somewhere here. So when Adam fell, akashuka. So imagine this is where Adam is. And then I think DA puts it really nicely. When the fulfillment of the time had come, when the fullness of time had come, just because man was really mad. Like Ellen would say, that ukiangalia mtu hivi. So if you're looking at Ombati, you're seeing the face of a demon. It was that bad. So that is around 2,000 years, or I don't know, 4,000 years after Adam has fallen. So if Adam has fallen here, and it's 4,000 years later, and we are even seeing faces of demons on people's faces, so I believe we are here. So again, we are in 2026, 2,000 years later, we are really short of the glory of God. So the standard is still really high. Like in Kiangala, I'm just likely, Adam will look at it, it's not so far. And then now people in Jesus' time, it is really far. Now in our time, it is really, really far. It is now there. So it's like it's hard to achieve, but it's not hard. And God is not saying, because it is far, I have the opportunity in Adam alikuwa nayo. So let me lower it a little bit, you are fikie. He is not doing that, and he will never do that. Because the law is his character, and his character will never change. So he's not lowering it. That's why he's saying the yoke is easy. The yoke is easy because he is there, number one. And because if you learn of him, you will not run before him. You will not lag behind. You will be there with him. And as he's pulling it, you're pulling it with him. And that is why the yoke is easy. Hamsumbuani. I think iyo easy ni kutosumbuana. Because mkisumbuana, the yoke will be really hard. I don't know how to put it in English. I'm sorry, guys. So the yoke is easy because hamsumbuani na Yesu. If he's pulling, you're also pulling. Sawa sawa. That is why the yoke is actually easy. Now we can, as you're finishing, you can read Hebrews chapter 4. Now where our key verse had come. So, verse 4, I'll start by verse 4. It says, I hope you are there. Go there. Okay. For he spake in a certain place of the seventh day on this wise, and God did rest the seventh day from all his works. I think verse 3. Oh, guys, it was not verse 4, it was verse 3. Let's go up, kidog. You are done, we're done. But the 2-3 verses, and then you're done. So please, usipote. For we which have believed do enter into the rest, as he said, as I have sworn in my wrath, if they shall enter into my rest, although the works were finished from the foundation of the world. I think it is in kind of complex. I'm also reading, I'm not understanding it really well, but I wanted to focus on the last part. But I think it is really nice, not easy kosa. Thank you to kosa. So let me look at my International Children's Bible. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 3. So it says, we who have believed are able to enter and have God's rest. As God has said, so I was angry and made a promise, they will never enter my land of rest. But God's work was finished from the time he made the world, from the foundation of the world. So By the way, again, e-rest naingia is not your rest. That is why it is the Sabbath's rest is not Ombati's rest. It is God's rest. So for you to actually rest, you need to rest like God. No matter your issue, you should be a character in naingia for that. But what I wanted to point out is that God has already done everything from the foundation of the world. That is why the Lamb was slain from the foundation of the world. Your salvation has already been assured from the foundation of the world. Now what you need to do is to tend and to keep that salvation in your hands. That is all. And that is why verse 6 in Yetumesoma, seeing therefore it remaineth that some must enter therein, and they to whom it was first preached entered not because of disobedience. They failed to obey what God has said. That is why their rest was not assured. How can you acquire your rest? When God is telling you, come to me, they didn't obey that. When God said, remove your yoke, they did not obey that. When God said, take upon my yoke, they refused. And then when God now brought his son, and then he told the world, now learn of him, they refused. And that's why they can never enter into the rest. So when God is telling you such simple things like remove your yoke, inakuumiza. Anyway, maybe it's me. I think there was something saying that grief na addiction ya grief. Maybe you are addicted to pain. I don't know. Because we see that living that thing that is disturbing us is so hard. So when God is telling you to leave that and it's for your benefit and you don't see it. I'm sure he's also crying. But anyway, so when he's telling you to do that, that is his bidding. And I'm sure Ellen says that his bidding, yes, he has enabled you to leave it. Now you can. You can just leave it and then take upon his yoke. Learn of him. Don't go before him. Don't lag behind. And that is all that he desires of you. I think that is also surrender in itself. Allowing him to tell you what to do. Because hii shamba, pia sio yako, ni yake. Yoke, ni yake. So he's the one who knows we need to plant on this side. So let's move. So surrender is, it's okay. Ata kama uko mbele kuna miba, I will go because you have said. That is surrender. And that is all Christ desires of you. Bas, and you are done. And it's also hard, guys. It is hard. Ata kama nimesema it is simple. It is hard. It is hard. And I think that is why. Yeah, that is why sometimes it may be hard to surrender. I think we can finish with, as the choristers come, because you're going to sing, we'll just sing stanza 4 of Trust and Obey. As they are coming, we can read Hebrews chapter 4, verses 1. And this is my charge to you. And then, by the way, in the afternoon, you're going to see practical aspects of it. So you can purpose to attend. So inamaliza hivi, choristers, ama mnanuku verse. Inaisha hivi, okay, inaanza hivi. Let us therefore fear, lest a promise being left to us of entering into his rest, any of you should come short of it. That will be sad if you come short of it.
She never can prove the delights of his love until all on the altar we lay for the faith. and the joy he bestows are for them who will trust and obey. Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey.
Yeah. But you never can prove the delights of his love until all on the altar we lay. Decide today to do exactly just that. And that is all he needs from you. We pray. Our Heavenly Father, we are grateful for the word that you have heard. Thank you for teaching me and us as well this wonderful message you have given to us. And dear God, our hearts are really, really stubborn, and that we know of. But you have still called us, dear God, to learn of you. Please give us a meek and lowly spirit, that we may be able to listen to the voice that is behind our ear, telling us this is the way, walking it. This I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.